Underwritten by the Roman Catholic Diocese of Orange, a community of 1.3 million Catholic faithful on a journey of faith together.
Acclaimed actress Kristen Jasek brings her inspiring play entitled Person to Person to the Freed Theater at Christ Cathedral on May 31st and June 1st at 7 p.m. This critically acclaimed production animates the life and mission of St. Mother Teresa of Calcutta. Tickets are available at motherteresaproject.eventbrite.com or by calling 714-282-3045, 714-282-3045.
Welcome to Music from the Tower, highlighting the beauty of sacred and classical music. We come to you from the Tower of Hope on the magnificent campus of Christ Cathedral in Garden Grove, California. Now, here's your host, John Romeri.
And welcome to another episode of Music from the Tower. This is John Romeri, and I am here today with one of my really good friends, Allison Ludeke. Welcome, Allison.
Thank you so much, John.
It is so good to have you on the show. We've been planning this for a long time, and we finally have her. Well, you know, we've had some great musicians here in the studio, and Allison is certainly one of those, but she also probably gets the bill of playing nice with others more than anyone I know. You are an ensemble musician personified. You know, you're a wonderful solo performer. We're going to hear some of that work today, some beautiful performances. But you also play with all sorts of consorts and symphonies, and we're going to hear about all of that today. Mm-hmm. And half of these ensembles and groups you founded.
Yes, that's true.
Yes.
What a joy.
Guilty as charged.
Guilty as charged, yeah.
Well, Allison, as a DMA from Eastman, where did you do your undergrad?
I did my undergraduate work at University of Houston, and I grew up in the Galveston area.
Yeah, you're a good old Texas girl,
yeah,
right?
Good old Texas girl.
And who was your teacher there?
My teacher at University of Houston was Robert Jones, and he had studied with Marilyn Mason.
Oh, okay. So Michigan tie there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But then you studied with David Craighead at Eastman?
I did, yeah.
Wow, what a legacy, huh?
That was the best.
Oh, it sounds. And how long were you at it? Did you do your master's and your doctorate there?
No, I just did my doctorate. I finished it. I actually started it at Rice University, and I finished it at Eastman. So I was at Eastman for 3 years.
Good for you. What a treat. Oh, and right after leaving Eastman, she waltzes right into a cathedral position.
Yes.
You went right from Eastman, the door of Eastman, to the door of St. Mary's Cathedral.
That's correct. Yes.
In Cheyenne, Wyoming. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is where the John Romeri, Allison Ludeke friendship begins, because you arrived at the Cathedral Musicians Association.
Yeah.
And we met.
Yes.
And we've been good friends ever since. We don't see each other very often, but when we do, it's a blast.
We do.
And
we
you have just done such great music everywhere. You are just a really fabulous solo performer, and we're going to hear of that work today. I just love your playing. Always have. You know, it's just right. In my book, you know, there are players that play and it's kind of screwy, but
yes.
And then there are players that say, you kind of go, wow, that's just like I'd play. And I think you're one of those players, you know.
Thank you.
Everything is just right. It's just beautiful.
Thank you.
Some of the things we're going to hear today were actually recorded on St. Paul's organ in Pittsburgh.
Which you have a personal connection with.
I do. I was the cathedral guy there for 7 years as I was DIO director. And that beautiful Von Beckrott organ, you have a little history with Von Beckrott's.
I do. That was my undergraduate school, University of Houston, had a Beckrott organ. And so that was where I first learned of them and played on them and really appreciated the sound. And then the recording that I did was a retrospective of four of his greatest organs from the early period. And that was actually Bill Von Pelt's idea. And he is the founding person behind Raven Records, who published that CD. So that's how it kind of came to
be. Well, it's a great CD, all sorts of gems.
Yeah.
And we're going to hear a few of those gems today. And all the ones we're going to hear today are recorded at St. Paul's.
That's right.
We didn't pick it because of me, but I love that organ. And it's much easier to play now. I don't know when you recorded this.
Before.
Yes. When I played it, it was difficult.
Yes.
You know, there were very few pistons. You had
right.
to get off the console, walk around the back, flip little yes. switches. I mean, there was nothing yes. intuitive about
no.
it. And then you'd just get back to the front, you'd start playing the piece,
yep.
and you'd think, oh, why didn't I include that little
yeah.
button? But, yeah, it was, and the action was really tough. You know, by the end of
very
a service,
heavy.
Your arms would just ache.
Yeah.
You know, especially coupling all the things together. But
yes.
what a great sound.
It is
in
a great
that,
sound.
In that wonderful room.
Yes.
Well, after the St. Mary's Cathedral, is that when you moved out here?
It is.
You've been in San Diego.
I've been in San
we should
Diego.
Say that.
Yes.
And you're at St. James, yes?
Yes, St. James by the Sea Episcopal Church in La Jolla. And
how long have you been there?
I've been there, really. It started very part-time in about 98. And so it's almost 20 years. This fall will be
wow.
20 years.
How does that happen, you know?
It happens. The 20 years are...
Yeah. yeah. All of the
I
above.
I know, right.
So you moved out here to San Diego for...
For a position that was half-time music director for the diocese, the Catholic Diocese of San Diego,
okay.
and half-time at the Immaculata, which was... They didn't have an official name for it, but it was functioning like a cathedral. So that's how I got here. And then eventually the diocese.
Well, we're happy you did.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
Who doesn't want to live in San Diego?
San Diego
or Southern
really
California.
Yeah.
It's just so beautiful.
Yeah, I was really happy after. The first winter or summer, spring, I was here, and it was foggy all the time. And I'm like, what happened to sunny Southern California?
Well, we've got June gloom and May gray and all these things. Nobody tells you about that when you move here. You just think it's going to be sunny all the time.
But it's beautiful.
Who did I have in here? Carl St. Clair, I think. Somebody, no, John Alexander, he said, they got me out here by saying, you work 3 days and you're on the beach 3 days. Because I'm never on the beach, you know. So there's all sorts of ploys to get us
there
to move
are,
here.
But it's beautiful nonetheless.
It is beautiful.
The weather's great.
And San Diego is such a great city.
It is.
Last time I saw you, we were both
That's
in Balboa
right.
Park
we
and
were.
Enjoying the Spreckles organ.
That's right.
Who was playing that night? Stephen Ball was mm-hmm. playing that night. Mm-hmm. And what a great concert he gave. It was
yes,
a movie night and a concert
yeah,
night.
Fabulous.
But what a place to sit outside like
yeah.
that and just... It's just San Diego
unique.
Has a unique space. And you played there many times.
Many times, yes.
And at your church, we jotted off to something else. At your parish, are you the choir director and the organist?
No, I am the organist. We have a full-time director of music.
Okay.
So it's perfect. I get to do all of the other things I want to do and make music and teach a few students and... Yeah.
Well, all the other things that you do are what we're going to be talking about coming up, because you really are playing everywhere. You're in every kind of group. You're with the symphony.
Yeah.
You're with this, mostly Mozart. You're all over the place. We're going to hear about that. But let's hear a little music, shall we?
Sure.
How about a little piece? I know, Anna von Beckrott, say in Pittsburgh.
Yes.
Yeah. This is the wonderful Bach D major prelude.
Yes.
And oh, what a great piece that
is.
And scary as heck, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
It's got all of this pedal stuff.
Yes.
And, you know, sometimes I just think, wow, this piece is just torture.
Yes. And there's one moment, I have one cute little anecdote about that piece. There's a place where it has a big rest before it starts moving faster. And I have a quote from Harold Fogel, who is one of my mentors, who said, just think about all your sins and wait a really long time.
Oh, isn't that great? Well, you're going to hear some of Allison. No sins.
No.
This is a Catholic radio station.
That's
you know.
Right.
We don't have sins
have
here, but we have beautiful Bach D major prelude fugue recorded on the von Beckrott organ in the Cathedral of St. Paul in Pittsburgh. And we will be right back. You're listening to Music from the Tower, and this is Relevant Radio. wrap. That was beautiful, Allison. And we are back. This is Music from the Tower. And today's guest is Allison Ludeke from San Diego, fabulous organist. And she has played all over the place. You just heard her in a solo performance at St. Paul's Cathedral. But you played all over the U.S., France, Canada, Mexico, Germany, everywhere. You are just a fabulous performer, and that piece certainly showed you off. And you're constantly heard on Pipe Dreams.
Yeah.
Tell us about that. What is Pipe Dreams? Tell our listeners.
Michael Barone is the host of that show. It's from Minnesota Public Radio, and it's a show that features organ music. And so I have been heard on that in a variety of ways, from solo to organ and oboe. That was the most recent one. He did a show for
about
in honor
women,
of
right?
women
yeah.
composers in
was
March.
Was that just on the Women's
yeah,
Month?
Yeah, it was on Women's Month. And so it was me playing a piece by a woman, Dr. Mary Beth Bennett.
Oh, another great friend of ours.
Fabulous
from Cathedral
friend.
Musicians. We and, met. That's where I met
yeah,
her the first
exactly.
time.
Me too. And talented composer as well as organist and improviser.
Fabulous player and a wonderful composer.
Yeah. So we did her piece called Chant Mystique for Oboe d'Amore and organ.
Is that a published piece now?
It is being published.
Oh, great.
I think, right now. Yeah. She's being published a lot more by Oxford Music.
Wow.
So.
Lucky her. Well, anytime you see the name Mary Beth Bennett, you know
it.
It's going to be beautiful. Just buy it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Buy it and learn it.
Exactly. Well, and after Pipe Dreams, you just have really played so many concerts with other ensembles. And that's why I was saying you play so nicely with others.
Yes, yes.
You're really friendly and play with everyone beautifully. And Mainly Mozart Festival, is that something coming up?
Yes, Mainly Mozart is a yearly festival in San Diego. There's the big festival orchestra is only in the summer. But then during the year, they also have chamber series, mostly featuring smaller ensembles, duos, solos, quartets. But so in the summer, the festival orchestra is composed of the principal strings, for example, for the string section, from the best orchestras in the country.
Oh,
so
wow.
We have Martin Shalafour from L.A. Phil. We have Bill Prusa from Cleveland. We have all these people that are drawn from all over the country. So it is an incredible orchestra. And the brass players come from all over.
Also. And where do they perform?
I perform at the Balboa Theater in San Diego downtown. And I'm fortunate enough to be the harpsichordist and organist.
For that ensemble.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
good.
It's a
highlight
of my year.
Well, they know talent when they see it. So good. Oh, that's great.
So.
And do you have a repertoire coming up this summer that you
There's
know?
There's one performance that I'm playing on the opening concert. And it's June 9th, and I'm doing a French Baroque piece with them.
Oh, great. Well, that'll be something to get on our calendars. I'll have to come down myself.
Yeah.
And I've not known of this festival, so I'm happy to.
It's
Mr.
Really
Newby
good.
Here in Southern California is just finding out. But and then during the year, have you been part of the ensembles?
No. They're always with piano.
Oh,
so they
okay.
have the finest pianists in the world. My instrument's organ and harpsichord.
Well, I feel the same, you know. I can bang on the piano, but I'm just terrible. I'm just awful. You know, when I see pianists who can play these, you know, and they're banging an octave down with their left hand and zipping up to the front, I can't do that at all.
No. Yeah. Well, we've lost that because, I mean, that just goes the whole difference between organ and piano. And I think most people don't know that, really, and don't understand that or appreciate it. But what you just nailed it on the head, which is one thing. We are always down in the keys, and on the piano, you're always out of the keys because you're leaping all over. And so,
yes, and
it's very different.
And just jump. I marvel at pianists who can go and play a low octave and then just nail this chord right in the middle. And I could hit the low octave or the chord, but not both. You know.
And they will marvel at us on our feet too. And they're like, "How do you do that?"
People always love and seeing all the stops.
Yes,
people love the organ. So, how did you come to the organ?
Actually, I came to the organ very randomly because I did grow up Catholic, and we were in a Catholic church. And I remember one time as a kid in grade school, going to St. Patrick's Catholic School, K through six, turning around and looking back, going, "That's kind of interesting," but that was the extent of it. We never really had.
Did you hear the organ in church?
A little bit,
Yeah.
But I don't remember much about it.
Rarely.
And so I started playing the piano when I was 7. And then the turning point was we had moved to a different neighborhood in my teen years. And so we changed churches, of course. And so this church had an organ that was an electronic organ, but the priest had a master's degree in organ performance.
Wow.
And he was about to build a pipe organ in the church. And so I got to see this pipe organ being built in the church. And so,
are you listening out there, pastors?
That's right. It was really a huge thing for me. And he, eventually I, asked if he wanted to have home masses back then. And so we had a home mass. And so I played the piano and he said, oh, I'll give you organ lessons if you'll come play on Saturday night.
The parish priest.
Sure.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
You know, our rector here at Christ Cathedral, Father Christopher Smith, is also an organist.
Oh, wow.
And gave lessons. He used to be at Holy Family Cathedral. He was one of the organists there. We just did a four organ concert where Bishop Van and Father Christopher and then David and I played.
Yeah.
It was so much fun. And they're just fine players, you know.
Yes. And they have an appreciation and they instill a love of that in kids. So
exactly. And having a pipe organ brought to the parish is a big thing.
Definitely.
You know, those are the kind of instruments that inspire young kids.
Definitely.
So then did you go to college as an organ major?
I started and I auditioned for scholarships in piano and organ. And of course, they have 100 pianists for every organist. And so I got a bigger scholarship on organ. And literally, that is why I majored in organ.
I love it. I just love it. That's fabulous.
And, you know, I worked at all different kinds of churches, which I found really interesting to just kind of get an ecumenical awareness and find God everywhere.
Well, and it does help as an organist, doesn't it? It kind of gives you that perspective.
Yes.
I played in Catholic churches probably pretty consistently, but I also served in Presbyterian and Disciples of Christ and Episcopal, and I had a Jewish temple all through college and grad school, and it really just kind of rounds you out, you know.
Yeah.
You learn how to play good old hymns and big old gospel arrangements and just all sorts of other things, which... I think it's a good thing for organists to play. And, of course, in a liturgical church, then we have improvisation and we have all those things, but not just leading to the doxology every Sunday in a Protestant church. So you're in an Episcopal church
I am in an Episcopal church now, which is very much like the Catholic liturgy, and so it feels very at home in that regard. We have a fine music program, really great choir, and... For the first time this spring with a new choir director there, Alex Benestelli, we did Lottie's simple mass, just a choral mass setting
for
the Eucharist. Yeah, it was really nice.
Oh, how beautiful. A couple of other ones,
but it's nice to have the historical repertoire from the Catholic Church in this Episcopal
Church. Well, it's nice to share all repertoire, isn't
it?
You know, I mean, we have such a wealth of treasury.
We do.
And it's good to use it all and know it all. You know, often in the Catholic Church, we don't get to sing settings like that.
That's right.
You know, we tend to do congregational ones, you know. So every now and then, it's kind of fun to do choral Gloria or choral Agnus Dei, or and what kind of instrument do you have in your parish?
We have a 4-manual Austin organ, a pipe organ, and it's in need of some repairs, and so we're looking into that right now.
Okay, organ donors out there, just call.
Move forward with
St. James by the Sea and let them know that you're ready to help out. Well, let's hear a little more music, shall we? This also is recorded on Von Beckrot at St. Paul's, and this is a wonderful piece by Felix Mendelssohn. We wouldn't know Bach if it wasn't for Mendelssohn. Mendelssohn sort of rediscovered Bach, and this is his A major...
The first movement from the sonata in A major.
All right.
It's his third sonata. And in the pedal, you'll notice in the main body of the piece, there's the German chorale tune, which Bach would have also known and used, Aus tiefer Not, from Out of the Depths I Cry to You, O Lord.
This is a beautiful, beautiful piece recorded by Allison Ludecke. And we will be right back with a lot more. We're going to find out about the Millennia
Consort,
which is just one of many groups that she's part of. So please don't go away. We'll be right back after this beautiful piece by Mendelssohn, played by Allison Ludecke. This is Music from the Tower, and we'll be right back. and this is Music from the Tower. This is John Romero, your host, and we have Allison Ludecky here, one of the great women organists, really one of the great organists, who happens to be a woman. Now, does that get you sometimes when you're asked to play a concert, and then you find out you're just helping with the women's quota? Is that happen to you sometimes?
It's not ever something that you find out about officially. So
I asked Isabel Demers that same question when she came in. You know, I'm the co-chair of the AGO convention, and that's a big deal.
Yeah,
to them,
it is
to have them. You know, equal amounts of women and men, but women organists that concertize like you are hard to come by sometimes. Yeah. You know, it's just not an easier thing. There are more men doing it than
there
women.
Are.
So I'm glad you did a woman's program on Pipe Dreams. That was a very good thing. You and Mary Beth Bennett and Isabel and some of the others are great role models for a lot of these gals who are playing. Well, let's talk about the Millennia Consort now.
Yes.
Co-founded it with
percussionist Beverly Dorsey, and originally it was with brass players that I met at the Immaculata, the Catholic Church in San Diego I was working at, and it's had different incarnations. Eventually, the San Diego Chamber Brass, most of the people were in Westwind Brass, and then Westwind Brass, we changed to Presidio Brass, and now Presidio Brass is still touring, but they have two trombones instead of a trombone and a French horn. So the quintet of a brass ensemble is two trumpets, traditionally French horn, trombone, and tuba. And so when they changed to two trombones, they're no longer going on the road touring. And so some of the guys had stopped, and so it doesn't work for us to go on the road together anymore because our ensemble music doesn't work because of the two trombones. And so now we're just with people that most of whom actually have been with Presidio Brass all along.
This is a very confusing way of saying.
Confusing.
So who is this Millennia Consort?
Millennia Consort is brass quintet, organ, and percussion.
That sounds fabulous.
It is fabulous. And we've had the pleasure and privilege of having so many pieces of music commissioned by us, for us. John
is that
Hurton.
Part of the mission of this group?
It is part
to
of
bring
the
new music
yes.
to the rep? I mean, there are lots and lots of pieces for organ and brass quintet, or just organ and brass. I was privileged to have you come to St. Louis while I was there as cathedral organist, and we did a concert actually for other cathedral musicians.
That was
a scary little night, wasn't it? It was very scary for me.
Scary.
You know, there's nothing worse than it was a big concert with lots
it
of people,
was, yes.
but in that audience were the cathedral musicians of the United States.
That's right.
And I was conducting my choirs some brass things, and you were playing things with brass. And it's always weird to do things for colleagues, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a little more stressful.
A little more stressful, just kind of scary sometimes. You know, we play and play, but often not for each other.
Right.
You know, I was just talking to somebody yesterday, and they were going on and on about this cathedral musician who I've probably known for 30 years. But in thinking about it, I never heard him ever play a note of music.
Oh, wow.
You know, I just knew him at the conferences, and I knew he was fabulous, and she certainly confirmed that. But, you know, when you begin to think about it, you realize that we really don't hear each other make music.
Right.
But it was such a privilege to have you come and play our big Kilgan organ. But we did a big program with Susan Slaughter, who was my first chair of the symphony brass person, that used to put these big brass concerts together. So I have a whole boatload of organ and brass things that I always got to play with them in these annual consorts. But the Millennia Consort plays concerts, and where are they in residence somewhere?
We are in residence at St. James by the Sea.
Oh, that's handy.
Yes, it works very well. And so we usually do the big services there. And
So they're really your brass players in residence for the church as well, huh?
Yeah.
And that's very cool.
It is cool. It's really cool because it gives us the opportunity to make music together and the congregation
And plan
loves
repertoire,
it.
You know, and then actually perform repertoire.
Yes.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. And our anniversary, our 20th anniversary, hard to believe, is also coming up this next year.
Of this ensemble.
Yes, of this ensemble. And I'm really happy we're going to do kind of retrospective concerts of music that we've commissioned along the way. And
how many pieces? Give us some composer names.
So Scott Sutherland is our tuba player, and he has done more of the orchestral arrangements that we do. So on our CD, Pictures of a New Beginning, it's called that because he did seven movements of Pictures at an exhibition by
Mussorgsky. Which we're going to hear in just a minute.
Yes, you will. Then other arrangements that he's done most recently were three movements from The Planets of Holst.
Oh, nice.
Mars, Venus, and Jupiter. And they really are fabulous.
Oh, great. So does he go from the original orchestration
yes.
or just start fresh? Or how's
yeah,
that
no,
work?
He goes from the original orchestration.
Nice.
Yeah, and then just divides things up.
Into the five instruments.
Into the five instruments.
And then you get the leftover notes.
Yeah.
Yeah. All the other notes not being played by
that's
the five.
Right. Yeah, it's good. I mean, he's just really gifted at doing that. So they're really great arrangements. And then we've also done so many new compositions. So like Craig Phillips here in L.A. has written several pieces for organ and brass quintet and percussion. And so the first one, the big one, was called Sweet. And actually it was co-commissioned by our AGO for our regional and our good friend Jonathan Biggers, who is no longer with us.
That was a huge loss to the organ
yeah,
world, wasn't it? Good
was.
Friend of both of ours. And
yeah.
Lynn Trapp, another
Lynn
good
Trapp.
Friend of ours.
Yes.
Yeah,
he's still alive.
Jonathan and I co-played his Lynn Trapp's wedding.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it was
yes,
so
yes.
much fun. You know, Jonathan was such a great artist. You know, I was there playing chopsticks, but he really played. I played the liturgy and he played
yeah.
the pieces.
Aww.
But, oh, my gosh, we had fun together.
Yeah.
What a great day that was. But, there are several major folks that have been part of all of our lives,
yes.
like Jonathan, that just aren't here anymore.
Yeah.
And it's very sad.
It is sad.
But I didn't know that you did Sweet, that you
yeah.
helped commission
Sweet. Yeah, we were
I
half
love
the commission
piece.
For that. Yeah, so that's one of our favorites. And then our like we said, our good friend John Hurton up in the Bay Area, San Francisco Bay Area, has written
pieces
several
for
pieces for us.
Now, are these pieces published? Can our folks go out there and get these?
You just contact the composer. John Carl
okay.
Hurton.
Okay, yes. Uh-huh.
K-A-R-L. And, or you could find his name on our website.
Well, and we could put a link to that
yeah.
on our website
great.
As well. That would be great.
Yeah.
Well, let's hear a little bit of this Millennia Blast Consort. This consort is in residence at your parish, and we're going to hear a movement from Scott Sutherland's
yes.
arrangement of Pictures at an Exhibition.
Yes.
Tell us about this movement.
Baba Yaga. It's very energetic and fun and just kind of wild and crazy. It's also called the Hut on Fowl's Legs. So very picturesque.
Very picturesque.
Fun
and
pictures.
We'll be right back. This is Music from the Tower, enjoying a visit with Allison Ludicky. Stay tuned. Thank you. Welcome back. This is Music from the Tower, and we have Allison Ludecky here just tantalizing us with all this great music that she makes with by herself and with friends, right? Well, the Millennia Concert are not your only friends, right?
No. Switched to a different instrument, mostly harpsichord, with the San Diego Baroque Soloists.
And tell us about that group.
Yeah, so it's been founded for about 3 years now.
And were you one of the co-founders of that, too?
I was.
You are a busy girl down there in San Diego.
Luckily, I was invited to be part of that group. And so the core group is cello, Baroque cello, Alex Greenbaum from the Hausmann Quartet.
With ancient instruments?
Is yes. That, well, yes. They have, yeah, they do have
period
very,
instruments.
Very nice period instruments. And my instrument is a replica of a harpsichord from 1762.
Wow.
Built by John Phillips up in Berkeley.
Is this your personal instrument?
Yes, it is.
Nice.
It's my single Flemish that goes with me in my Prius Prime.
Oh.
Most people are amazed. They're like, you should call Toyota and tell them this.
So you hold this whole harpsichord in.
Right.
And get a free one or something.
Yeah,
you know,
right?
Be a commercial or something. Can you wave your foot and the lid opens? So that
no. But it's great. And Pierre Joubert is our principal violin. And then now we have Isaac Allen playing often with us as the second violin. He's also from the Hausmann Quartet. And Andrew Wade is our viola player. So that's our core group.
And do you add other instruments depending on repertoire sometimes?
We occasionally do add other instruments. So, yes, we have been asked to play with the San Diego Master Chorale. And so when we've done something with them, we've added more strings. And
sure.
When we go to different schools, maybe we have only two or three people. And it's kind of exciting because next year at St. James, we're working on having a series. It'll be once a month on a Wednesday, probably the first Wednesday of the month, to have a free concert for the public. And
wow.
So we'll have
nice.
Different little ensembles every time. In March, I've claimed for solo organ for a Bach birthday
special. Oh, great, good, good.
But it's going to be called Bach Lunch.
Oh, because it's all during the day.
And then it will be BYOBL, Bring Your Own Bach Box Lunch for Box Lunch Concert. So.
Told you this gal is creative here. She's established every ensemble in San Diego, and she's doing, and you also do classics for kids, right?
Yes, yes, yes. In fact, the Baroque Soloist just performed with classics for kids, and I'd gotten to perform there before by myself and showed off the organ at the Balboa Theater, which was fun. But the Baroque Soloist, we just recently did a special, and so it was just the three of us, me, Pierre, and Alex were the featured soloists, and so we came on for part of the concert, and they had a man dressed up as Bach teaching the kids about rhythm and
fabulous.
Melody and bass.
There's nothing better, is there?
No,
you know,
it was
hearing
so great.
Live performance, getting kids fascinated by harpsichords and violins.
Yeah. 5,000 kids were at these concerts over 2 days, two mornings. And
that's
so they were
wonderful.
So excited. And then they had a little youth orchestra group, mini group, come and perform one piece too. And so I brought them up and gave them a tour of the harpsichord, and they were just totally all loving it.
With whom did you study harpsichord?
Harpsichord, I studied mostly with Susan Furay. She had founded the Texas Baroque Ensemble, and
mm-hmm.
so that was my first exposure to Baroque music, really, live and playing it. So, yeah, she's the one. She also was an organ mentor for me and is the one who actually said, hey, let me call David Craighead.
Aha, there you go. It's all about how you, who you know and how you,
you
go.
Know.
That is wonderful. And does the Baroque Soloist have a concert coming up?
We do have a concert, big concert coming up on May 4th. It's at the Saints Helen and Constantine Greek Orthodox Church on Manchester in Cardiff-by-the-Sea, which is south Encinitas. Not far
that
from
sounds
where
like
I live.
A place that would have fabulous acoustics.
It does have fabulous acoustics. It's a very nice location, and the concert is entitled "Playing Around," and it's a program based on ground-based pieces.
And who puts these creative programs together?
Everybody contributes to different parts of it, and so a lot of times the violinist Pierre and Alex come up with more ideas, and Andrew has been contributing a lot more recently too.
And probably that harpsichord player
and the harpsichord
too.
A little bit.
Yes, I betcha.
In fact, the thing that I'm happiest about that it was my idea to include in this is an organ chaconne by Johann Pachelbel, who wrote that famous canon.
Oh,
that's not.
Oh, the canon. That's not, yes.
But this is, I mean, a ground. And so the chaconne is based on a repeating bass line, chordal progression. And so that's why it fits in this program. And so I'm going to do it, since I don't have pedals on my harpsichord, the cellist is going to play the pedal line.
Fun.
And I'm playing the keyboard parts. So, yeah, I think it'll be really nice.
There are a couple of those chaconnes in F minor.
Yes, there are, and D minor. So this is the F minor,
oh,
the longer one.
Oh, beautiful piece,
I love
isn't it?
It?
A little set of variations,
yes,
on this ground bass. And
then our viola player, Andrew, is also arranging the very famous Bach Passacaglia in C minor for all of us. So we're awaiting seeing what that looks like.
That would be gorgeous, won't it? Oh, my gosh.
The piece you're going to hear now is Hornpipe Humoresque by Noel Rosthorn, which is very light. And just to show the fun side of music, that's totally crazy.
Yes, you'll get a whole new insight into Allison.
Right.
And you're also playing this at St. Paul's, right?
Yes.
On that wonderful Von Beck route. Mm-hmm. But wait till you hear the sounds that this organ is making. It's just great. This
very
is
cute.
Music from the Tower with Hornpipe Humoresque.
Yes.
And we'll be right back and wrap up our program with Allison Ludecky. Don't go away.
Thank you.
just had a wonderful visit here on Music from the Tower today with Allison Ludicky, our wonderful friend from San Diego, and all the great music she's making down there. We've heard solo pieces. We've had millennia concert pieces. We've talked about the San Diego Baroque soloists. We've talked about all sorts of things. She's been on Pipe Dreams, and she's done classics for kids. She's played with the symphony, even got a mention by name in the review. Pretty cool. But let's just sort of finish up our few minutes that we have remaining about the Millennia Concert and some more of, about the kind of music and the commissions that you've done.
Yeah, thank you. So, yeah, something that we've done that was pretty unique is Celtic concerts. And John Kuzma was working at St. Paul's Cathedral in San Diego many years ago, moved to Denver, and had been there for a while and worked with Denver Brass and symphony or quintet there. And they commissioned him to do a lot of Celtic pieces. And so they had a big pipe and drum corps there. And so things like Highland Cathedral, Scotland the Brave, there's a beautiful, amazing Grace, Heiferdahl, other really traditional
ones. So even hymn tunes that
even
are based
hymn
on
tunes that are more
Scottish,
Celtic, in nature, he's done. And so we, to not do a whole program, and that's with, like I said, the pipes and the drums, so you don't want a whole program of pipes, drums,
yes,
brass, quintet,
a little much, yeah.
And organ. And so we started trying to find other Celtic pieces. There weren't that many, none for our ensemble, so we had commissioned pieces mainly by John Hurton, and he did this really great piece called Cahair. And excuse me if that's not pronounced correct Gaelic, but it means four, and there are four movements that are just wonderful, which you're going to hear the last one, Banish Misfortune, at the end of the show.
And what does that even mean, Banish Misfortune?
It's just the name of a tune, just a Celtic tune.
It's a tune.
So,
and did he take that tune and it's an arrangement
and he arranged
of that tune?
It, yes.
Nice. Well, John is another good friend of ours from San Francisco out here on the West Coast.
Wonderful composer. Creative.
And creative as all heck. And a fine organist himself.
Yes.
Well, Allison, thank you so much for being with us on Music from the Tower. It is so good to learn about all the great things you're doing down there. Don't forget, listeners, the May 4th concert. Yes. Tell us again where that is.
7:30 p.m. at St. Helen and Constantine Greek Orthodox Church in Cardiff by the Sea, which is South Encinitas.
All right.
You can
well,
buy tickets online at our website, San Diego, sdbaroque.com.
All right, sdbaroque.com. We'll have links to that. As always, you can see all of the music and hear it again on our website, ChristCathedralMusic.org. And we'll put links to all the things Allison's talked about on our site. Thank you very much for being with us. It is so fun to have you on the show. I'm sure you'll be back many times because you'll be doing many more projects.
That's right.
More ensembles to found,
definitely.
I'm sure. And in the meantime, between now and our next episode of Music from the Tower, please get out and listen to some fabulous music in a live performance.
Yes.
That's the main thing. Get out there and hear some great music, and maybe you'll find Allison Ludicky at the organ or the harpsichord.
That's right.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time on Music from the Tower.